HD1, Birmingham, Detroit, a Beasley Media Group station. Morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan.
Hey, would somebody let Tito out?
35 degrees in the Motor City. Happy Monday, spring day, everyone.
Yay!
Suck it, weather. Sun is going to... Is this a weird one of those weird mornings, O'Brien? It's going to be like rainy this morning, crappy for the kids going to the bus. By this afternoon, sunny and 53.
You said it last week. It's hold my beer weather.
It is. That's our new term here for weather is hold my beer. 5 minute weather. Because every 5 minutes it changes here in Michigan. I don't think the weather guys on TV even, like when they put the 7 day, they don't even believe the 7 day forecast. They're like, it's going to change. We're supposed to get rain tomorrow and then it clears out on Wednesday.
And that will change zone. 5 minutes from
exactly,
now.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Again, hold my beer weather. So, 6:03, like I said, 35 degrees right now. Big Jim, Eric B. We're all here. We're all in our places with bright smiley faces. Other than sports.
Okay, so we just, there was one road problem already.
Oh, I'm sorry, there is, okay.
Westbound 696 at I-75, there's an accident blocking the right lane in the freeway ramp. There are crews on the scene trying to get that cleared out of there, but just be aware of it.
And there are a lot of police out this morning.
Indeed.
Yeah, they're maybe it's tax day and they're trying to make up some last minute things. I don't know, but there were po-po everywhere.
Comeback win for a golf legend at the Masters and the Pistons started the playoffs. How did they do? Details coming up.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
You guys are the greatest. My favorite people ever. Thank you.
Aww.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Hey, good morning. 626. Here's a question for you. What is your weirdest childhood memory? Not happy, sad, weird. That weird moment in your life. We want to hear from you. 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. Our studio number. You can call us or text us. Okay. Rain this morning. Yeah, it's coming down pretty good right now. Sunshine this afternoon, 53, and then rain tomorrow. And should clear out by Wednesday. Still a lot ton of issues on the road, Aaron?
Oh, yeah. Westbound 696 after DeQuinder crashed there. Westbound 696 at I-75. There's a crash there. Eastbound 94 at Harper. There's a crash. And then we have a big problem on eastbound US 12, all lanes are blocked right there at Dell Road because we have down power lines.
Oh.
So that's east and westbound, down power line right over the highway, and it looks like a pretty bad delay out there.
Okay, so we found this list about childhood memories we remember most. Now, if you want to read the whole list, we would love you to check it out. We'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
List.
Now, number four on the list... is, and I'm going to give you a clue, Aaron.
Ice cream!
Oh, no!
Number four on the list would be...
hearing music from the ice cream truck.
There it is. And immediately, as soon as I saw this list, I'm like, oh, we got to talk about this. Because this is Aaron's, like, this was your moment. This is when we just kind of started the show, too. We found out a little bit more about you.
That I was crazy for the ice cream truck and I used to drive my whole family insane over it. Oh, yeah.
Here's Aaron's mom when she called into the show to explain how crazy Aaron was about the ice cream truck.
I never seen anything like it, and all of my old neighbors will attest to this. But our street was in the middle of two other streets. We had one in front of us and one behind us. So we could hear the music from the ice cream truck on the other street before it ever reached our house.
Okay.
And Erin would be outside playing, and she would hear that music, and she would fly in the house like a maniac and start screaming, ice cream man, money, money, daddy, daddy. She'd run up and down the stairs. She'd try and get money from her sister, money from her brothers. And when she finally got her money, she'd bolt out the door like a maniac and chase the truck until it stopped.
How far did you chase the truck in Mount Clemens?
Probably four or five blocks.
No, come on.
I'm serious. With no shoes.
Here's Aaron.
Ice cream!
That was you running down the street, shoeless, chasing the ice cream truck.
So bad.
Oh, my God. I love that. That's real. That's 100% real, folks. We didn't make that up. How long did this go on?
Probably from the time I was like 5 till I was about 10. For like 5 years. It was bad.
So that's what we're talking about, these childhood memories. What's your weirdest childhood memory, though? Because that's just crazy for 5 years. That ice cream truck guy must have been horrified of you.
I think probably yes. Maybe that's why he just kept driving sometimes.
Or it was a game for him. Like, watch this. This kid, the shoeless kid's going to come out of the house. And now we accelerate. Taking off down the street.
Yeah, that's a valid point.
248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. Our studio number. We want to hear from you.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Well, you can call it outrageous. You can call it a breath of fresh air. But what you can no longer call it is a joke campaign.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
CSX Big Jim Town 643. Thanks for joining us. Rain this morning, sunshine later on today in 53. Rain tomorrow, chance of rain on Wednesday, and 70 by Thursday. Go figure. Roads are a mess this morning, Aaron.
Six bound. Why do I keep saying six bound?
Because you're thinking about a six pack.
I know, right? Okay. Westbound 696 after DeQuinder, still have a crash there. Westbound 696 at 75, an accident there as well. Eastbound 94 at Harper, crash blocking the right lane. And the big problem this morning is on US 12 east and westbound, right by Dell Road. It is shut down all lanes. They have a downed power line over the highway.
Legends of Wrestling tickets coming up in 15 minutes for you and the entire family this Saturday in Fraser, brother. But now we're talking about childhood memories. And we found this list. Now, the keyword, of course, is...
List.
Makes sense. Yeah, it's your list of childhood memories we remember most. So we're looking for more unique memories this morning. You know what we're talking about. Your weird memories. 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. Aaron's, of course, and we had the phone call from her mom.
Stalking the ice cream man.
For a period of 5 years, you ran barefoot up and down the streets of Mount Clemens for blocks at a time chasing the ice cream truck. Just completely losing your mind around the house.
I don't even remember what I bought from the truck either.
I'm sure at that point he just threw stuff at you and said, you just get this crazy kid away from me.
Probably.
So if you want to see it again, keyword list. It's Big Mike. Big Mike, you got one for us?
I got one for you. I got a childhood memory, but it's of my son's.
Go for it.
Little Mike, he got into a lot of mischief when he was young, right?
Right.
So you remember when everybody got cable, they came around and gave it to the whole neighborhoods? So we all had the same remotes, right?
Yeah.
So I didn't have a TV in the basement for the kids to play, so my kid used to play video games down the street. He figured out that the remotes were the same and they were programmable, right? So he used to come down to our house with the neighbor's remote, get on a bucket, stand up in the window, and my mom and my wife would be watching the TV game shows.
Yeah.
Just when they're about to announce the most important answer, he'd flick the channel through the window. And he did this for a while where my wife thought it was bad cable boxes, and she was going to, like, tear apart the cable company because they kept sending her faulty boxes. But it was my son tormenting her for about a year.
Oh, nice. My gosh.
Well played, man. See, that's a great memory. That's a great memory. Christmas.
We were just laughing about it, and you guys said about Aaron and the ice cream truck, and it made me think of my boy, and I'm like, you know what? Mikey was the same way.
Nice. Big Mike, you're awesome, brother. Thanks for calling, man.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
When I was a kid, I ripped the knob off our TV. We had a Curtis Mathis TV my dad had spent a lot of money on. My dad refused to get it replaced to prove a point, so he put channel locks on it. And he left it that way for months. And the only way he would change the channel is he'd go, Jimmy! And I'd have to get him, come out of my room, come down the hallway and change the TV. This went on for months.
That's very evil.
He'd wake me up. Jimmy, I want to watch Hill Street Blues. I'm sleeping. I don't care. You broke it. 94.7 WCSX, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. 707, 36 degrees right now. This rain's going to get out of here. And we will have some sunshine, 53, and then a little bit more rain tomorrow. Roads any better or still getting kind of sketchy out there, Aaron?
It's getting a little better. 94 westbound, headed through the shores. We had an accident that has been cleared. Still a slow go all the way through Roseville. Also, I-96 eastbound. Right there at the Davison, there was a car that was blocking the center lane and the exit ramp. They just moved that out of the way as well, but still some delays in the area. And we just picked up a new problem right now. Southbound 75, right at the Davison, blocking the right lane and the right shoulder.
We found this list of, top 10 list of childhood memories we remember most. Now, if you want to see it, we'll send it to you. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
List.
So we encourage you to share your unique memories growing up, not your standard sitting around the Christmas tree stuff. Yeah, we got that. Everyone remembers that as a kid. At least I hope you do. Your unique ones. For example, we had Aaron's mom on earlier this morning that Aaron would come sprinting out of the house no matter what, if you even had shoes on, and chase the ice cream truck up and down and up and down. There goes Aaron. There she goes. And that's on the list, by the way. It's on there.
It is, which made me giggle because that's something that I didn't think other people would remember.
Chasing the ice cream truck?
Yeah.
Yeah, you put this one on for how many years?
Like 5 years.
Of course it did. Now, we got this text message, and we're warning you right now. If you haven't eaten breakfast or maybe you're a little squeamish, just take a deep breath. Go ahead. Is this from Ed again?
It's from Ed.
Okay.
He says, my memory is my little sister playing croquet. We used to pull the mallet handle on the ground and lean, kind of sit on the mallet head.
Right.
Waiting for your turn. Because sometimes, you know, croquet takes a long time.
Okay.
He says, well, my sister decided to do it the other way, and guess where the handle ended up? Yep. Right up her bum bum. Funny and horrifying at the same time to see your sister run into the house with a mallet sticking out of her bum bum.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, Ed? Yep. That's the story you wanted to share this morning. Come on. Now, I have a question.
Okay.
Do you keep using the mallet after you've removed it? Do you put it back in play in the croquet thing? Would you? Would you use it? You can wipe it off.
Probably not.
I'd use it. And B, would you tell somebody that this was, it's, you can use the brown one.
Full disclosure.
That's it. Full disclosure. That was up my sister's booty. So you know. Oh my God. Okay. Does that really happen, huh? If you want to join that conversation, okay, 248-398-WCSA. We have the sound too. Is that it?
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
All right, man. We listen to you every day. Love you.
Ah, love your program. Have a great day.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX. Side, West Side, Down River. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
Players on the phone. Everybody rock?
Yeah.
Woo! All right. We have Tom representing the East Side. We have a John representing the West Side and another John representing Down River. So here's how this is going to go. Tom, if you know the answer, you yell out East. John from the West Side, if you know the answer, you yell out West. John from Down River, if you know the answer, you yell out Down, but we'll refer to you as Jay for today.
All
just
right.
So okay. We're not all confused.
Okay, got it. Here we go.
Question number one. This weekend at the Masters, this golfer won his first major.
East.
Tyler, east.
West.
Tom, go ahead. Tom, East Side.
Tiger Woods.
We're all Tiger Woods. I'm Tiger Woods. Question number two. The Rise of Skywalker trailer debuted this weekend, the latest film in this space-oriented movie franchise.
East.
Tom. Tom for the win.
Go for it, Tom.
Star Wars.
That's right.
Well done.
Featuring Tiger Woods. No, wait, that's confusing. All right, dude, you're going to go to the Detroit Grand Prix. Congratulations.
Cool.
John nice. And John, thank you guys so much for playing. Tom, we need to get an East Side.
East Side!
Nice job, East Side.
East Side!
Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX. How would you like to win $1,000 just for playing Battle of the Burbs?
You bet your sweet ass.
Battle of the Burbs, live at the Emerald Theater.
CSX Big Jim's house, 750. That means 10 minutes away from our first keyword for Big Jim's house money. If you don't have the all-new CSX app, you need it to put the keyword into. Just text us right now, keyword, of course, being...
app, the same number you call, the same number you text. So APP, and we'll send you the links for both Android and Apple, and you download the one that's applicable. And then when we give out the keyword, you open up the app, put it in there, and you could walk away with $1,000. And then...
everybody who enters is registered to win 10 grand at the end of this. Everybody. Everybody, even if you don't win the 1,000, if you still just enter, you can win 10 grand. So we'll do that in about 10 minutes here. 38 degrees right now, still cloudy, some scattered showers. Sun will hit later on today, 53. Tomorrow, more rain. Wednesday, a chance of shower for our live broadcast out at M59 by the Golden Butthole. Traffic, any better or is it getting sketchy again?
We have lots of problems. Eastbound 696 after Orchard Lake Road, there's a crash there. Also, eastbound M14 right there at the I-275 connector, there's a crash, so slow go. We have a problem on the northbound Southfield Freeway at Grand River. That's blocking the right lane. Southbound M39, Southfield at Joy Road. There's a crash there. And then when you're coming on 696 westbound into the 75 connector, it's bad there. 75 southbound, 696 connector. And a slow go on 94 through the shores headed into Detroit.
Okay, today is also tax day, April 15th. Congratulations. We want to thank, we finally, did we get this PSA? Do we have it, Ryan? We have it. Okay. We got this. Just some advice for you this morning, some tax advice.
Today is April 15th, tax deadline day. To help, here are some exciting tax tips from your friends at the Department of Treasury. Remember, while waiting in line at the post office, you're likely to experience shoving, cursing, and rude behavior. And that's just from the postal workers. Also, please keep in mind that you must be officially employed as a taxi or Uber driver in order to write off your middle finger as a dependent. And finally, please be aware that any funds spent on 2018 worst films, The Happy Time Murders, or 50 Shades Freed, can be classified as a charitable donation.
Nice.
The Department of Treasury wishes you good luck with your taxes and says, way to wait until the last minute again, moron.
Whoa!
I fall in that category. I'm not even going to lie.
Well, we got that in common this morning. We have till midnight, right?
That's why at 11:57, I'll hit send.
You'll get my money when you get my money. All right, Big Jim's House Money coming up at 8 o'clock. Maybe you can use it to pay your taxes. CSX Big Jim's House, 808, 36 degrees. Yeah, we are going to get some sunshine here. 53 for a high today. Sunny later on today with Dave Dahmer on the way home. Tomorrow, some more rain. Wednesday, a slight chance of showers. Issues on the road, Aaron?
Oh, it's a hot mess this morning.
A hot mess.
Yep. We do have several problems. Eastbound 696 after Orchard Lake, there's the crash there. Also, eastbound M14 right at 275, a crash is causing delays. Also, 75 southbound all the way into downtown Slogo. And 94 westbound heading through the Grosse Pointe into Detroit. It is slow there as well. Just a reminder, too, you have about 6 minutes left to get in our Big Jim's House Money Cash Giveaway keyword. The word is pretty, P-R-E-T-T-Y. You need to put that in the WCSX app by 8:15 Eastern. You can walk away with $1,000.
Even if you don't win the grand, you're still eligible for the grand prize at the end of this, which is $10,000. Everybody who enters. So you got 5 minutes. Knock it out there. Okay, we've been talking all morning off and on about this list we found earlier, which was of childhood memories. If you want to see the list, we have a really tricky keyword. That keyword would be...
List.
It's top 10 childhood memories. It was weird how the conversations kind of evolved over the course of the day, because we found this story that popped up over the weekend. This mom, you leave your kids alone for 5 minutes, something happens, right? It's just the way it is. You can
always
be around them all day. It's amazing.
As a parent, it's bound to happen at some point.
Now, this mom, well, listen to the audio. See, you can figure out pretty quick what happened. It involves a razor and two little kids.
I'm crying because Teddy found the buzz cutter. Eloise, turn around. Look it. Do you like your haircut?
No.
Turn around. Why'd you let brother do that?
She said she wanted me to do that a lot, and so I did it. And wanted to
All right,
show
it's
me.
Just hair. Did you cut Fred's hair?
A little.
Okay. Honesty, that's good. It's just hair. It grows back. Okay?
What a mom. She totally rebounded, like, within 30 seconds from tears to just like, that's just hair. These kids took some chunks out of each other's hair with these
it's
razors.
It's so bad, and that poor little girl has these beautiful golden locks. Not so much.
No, yeah. If you want to see that video, we'll send it to you. You got to. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
hair.
Now, not so much. I never did that with a razor. Our two boys never did that thing with a razor. But you were telling me Riley did what around the house?
Okay, so she now has the nickname for my brother, Riley Scissorhands.
Why?
She was about 4 or 5. I don't remember how old she was little, and fell asleep. Woke up to random things that had been cut around the house with scissors. And when I say random things, I'm talking about everything. We had shoes by the door. She had cut every little plastic thing off of the shoelaces on every pair of shoes. We'll try, you know, tying your shoes if you don't have the little plastic thing to put it through the hole. She cut the strings off of our mini blinds.
Yes.
That you use to pull them up and down. Sleeves off of jackets. Straps off of motorcycle helmets. You name it, she cut it. Things off the rug. It was like 2 or 3 months later, I was still finding things around the house that she had cut with the scissors that day.
Good Lord.
That's what I get for falling asleep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the most mom thing you said on more. It's my fault I fed asleep. No, it's her fault. She ran around with scissors. Was she running with them?
I don't know. I was sleeping. Let's
okay.
hope not.
God, because then it would have been really bad.
How do I get those tickets?
Tickets on the 20 in Big Jim's house.
That's right. We'll have all 94.7 WCSX. Big Jim's house, 835. So some problems on the road there, Aaron V?
That's what I'm looking at now. We do have several problems. Okay, so westbound 94 at 12 Mile, we have an accident off to the left shoulder there. Eastbound 696 right after Orchard Lake, still have that problem. And southbound US 23 right after White Lake, there is an accident in the right lane, and also the exit is blocked there. Exit 77, and it looks like a slow go all the way down 75 into the downtown area as well.
Okay, yesterday, one of the biggest moments of sorts. By the way, weather for today, these clouds will burn off in the wind. It's 53 for a high. There will be some sun this afternoon. Plan on more rain tomorrow and probably some scattered showers on Wednesday, but Thursday gets up to 70. There you go. So yesterday, the entire world was talking about Tiger Woods.
Of course.
During the round, 1.2 million tweets about Tiger Woods during the Masters. 1.2 million. Everybody.
Well, it's his first major since, what, 2005?
2008.
Was it 2008? Yeah, 2008,
because someone actually, it's funny, I'm glad you mentioned that, because they did this history lesson about it. Okay. The last time the Tiger won a major, Katy Perry's song, I Kissed the Girl, was released.
Oh, goodness.
GPS was not on smartphones, and Uber hadn't been founded yet. It was founded in 2009. That's how long ago. Remember this?
The Return to Glory.
If you haven't seen it, it's unbelievable. We've got it. And even Nike had a commercial ready to go, which will just eat you up if you're a Tiger fan. We'll text all this to you. Of course, the keyword is
Tiger.
Did you put the Adam Sandler tweet up there, too? Yeah, even Adam Sandler tweeted at him with a Happy Gilmore reference. Fans chanting. It was crazy. Now, you remember how it was, it last year or 2 years ago, when they were yelling out Dilly Dilly when the guys would hit?
And, oh, right.
And they told them, you got to stop that. So they banned Dilly Dilly at Augusta during the Masters. Well, this is the 18th. Tiger's getting ready. He's up by two. Listen closely and see if you can, first time you can figure out what the hell this guy yells. You got it? One more time. Play for me one more time. Why did the guy yell out Albert Pujols? It's Albert Pujols.
Is it? It does sound like Albert Pujols.
Albert Pujols. That's a new one. I don't know what that means. But anyway, if you want to see this, I'm telling you, I'm warning you, we're warning you. If you watch this Nike commercial and you're at work or somewhere, you're gonna start cutting onions.
You might shed a tear.
Oh, it ate me up yesterday. Didn't cry during when he actually won, but the Nike commercial got me. We were asking finally which member of the show has cried. You, obviously.
You know damn well it wasn't me.
Hey, Ryan, our producer there. Did you cry?
Yes, like a baby. It was an emotional moment. I stuck with the guy for the whole time, so I felt like I won the tournament yesterday.
Oh, dear God.
Your girlfriend Heidi mentioned that that wasn't all. Did you leave the house to go celebrate?
To do my own little celebration like a coach does after a team victory. I went into my barn and celebrated by myself, just a couple fist pumps.
There he goes. Can we pick on him about crying yesterday during the golf tournament?
I would say there's no crying in baseball, but we're talking about something else.
Yeah, I'm so happy that that millionaire won more money. I'm so happy for him coming back, because how could he pay his medical bills? Sorry, that was mean.
Or keyword, pick up waitresses.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Cadillac's going to get another SUV. Too soon. We can't make that joke.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
You guys are so great in the morning. You get me through my morning drive so quick, and it's a long drive.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Text Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Tickets on the 20. We'll have more Legends of Wrestling passes for you for this Saturday in Fraser. We'll do that right around 9:20. Want to take a moment and say thanks to a lot of people this weekend, especially on Facebook. But the listeners, you guys, the response on our Facebook page. Friday night, my son is skateboarding. He lands. He comes off a ramp. The board shoots out from underneath him. He lands on his right leg, broke his tibia and fibula all the way through. Snap through.
It is. Oh.
You can see it, and we put it up on our Facebook page. And the thoughts and comments and prayers from our listeners, you guys are amazing. I really do appreciate that, sincerely. And then we wound up at Beaumont over the weekend. We finally got him home yesterday. They had to put a rod in to stabilize it. He's a big kid. He's 15 now. So they put a rod in there, and we got home. But the men and women who work at Beaumont, to a T, even on a weekend, were so gracious and cool. We were in the pediatric section when they did the surgery. They were total pros. They answered every question. They treated you with respect out there. And I understand these Children Miracle Network, the local hospitals like that, like Beaumont is. I get it. I get it. I get it why that extra money, the little bit extra there, There were kids a lot younger than Adam that were there, and the way they treated him, it breaks your heart. But they were awesome. To everyone there. So thank you so much to all the people in the Pete section of Beaumont over the weekend. Not exactly what we planned on doing, but then again, thank you. And to you guys as well. Thanks for all the nice comments.
That's parenting, unfortunately.
Yeah, and then you were out all weekend. You were at Wolverine, right?
I was at Wolverine Harley-Davidson Saturday morning. Want to say what's up to Dave, and I met some combat vets from a riding group that were there. Thank you guys so much for listening to CSX. And then Saturday night, I was out at another event with a bunch of veterans and other motorcycle riders, and I just met such amazing people, and I'm so excited for bike nights this summer because it's just going to be amazing.
We say it all the time, and I hope it doesn't sound disingenuous, but Aaron and I both feel the same way. You guys are the best listeners in Detroit. We love the fact that you're with us every morning and sharing either text messages or calling. And to be able to meet you in person like that, like we have over a weekend like this.
No, it's awesome.
It's awesome. You guys are great, man. We always love to talk to you guys. All right. We'll do those wrestling tickets in a little bit. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Angie, and of course you guys this morning. Thanks for joining us. We'll wrap up the show here. Julene is coming in next. Tomorrow morning, we got to talk about Brian Johnson. There are some rumors flying around. If you're an AC/DC fan, more than just recording. But we'll talk about that on Tuesday morning.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Yeah, and there's some more. We'll explain tomorrow morning. I'm going to do a little research. I got some friends I'm going to call today, and we'll track down, see if we can get a little more confirmation on this before we go on the air with it. All right, we're going to get out of here.
Reminder, we are broadcasting live from our Bracket Bonanza Challenge winner city, which is the city of Sterling Heights, home of the
Golden Butthole.
All right, we're going to be live at Ackett's Handmade Pie Company on Wednesday morning. We have a special Golden Butthole cookies that we're going to be...
Only on Wednesday morning,
only
by the
on
way.
Wednesday.
And to your point, with Ackett's, I went by there on Friday afternoon. I was driving by there,
right.
And they had people coming in already asking for them. Like, nope. You can only get them on Wednesday morning when we're there doing our show from 6 to 10 a.m.
And we have all of that information. If you want to participate, just text the keyword live to 248-398-9279. We'll send it right to your phone, and we're hoping you stop by on Wednesday. Want to say good morning and hello to Historic Holly, our workforce city of the week. Thank you guys so much for rocking out with CSX. Bittersweet Cafe on South Saginaw in downtown Holly, Josh and Heather.
If you've never been to downtown Holly...
It's cute.
It's a total throwback, man. Love it. All right, and I know Donnie and Joel are going to go out there and raise some hell. All right, you guys take care of yourself. Enjoy the weather. Sun will come out, we promise, okay? We'll see you tomorrow.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
She's singing. That's a good sign.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.